Hello, I'm a Mac.
And I'm a PC.
Hey, PC, do you know that people in Britain work longer hours than in any other country in Europe?
And they get less holidays. Smashing, isn't it?
What about the other side of life, you know, spending time with your family, getting together with friends?
Oh, so you'd have them bunking off home to relax instead, would you? Making photo albums of each other being unproductive, creating sentimental home movies of newly generated offspring.
Well, that is kind of what iLife's all about.
Look, Mac, if you want to survive in the business world, you have to be driven, efficient, single-focused. Eye of the tiger, claw of the eagle, tentacle of the octopus. Actually, never mind the tentacle. Don't really need that. Well, maybe for collating documents.
Hello! And welcome to the Coldcast, the best 30-plus minute Apple conversation you're going to hear all week long. I'm your host, Erfan of House Elijah, my sigil, the perfectly crafted buttocks of an Olympic swimmer. Joining me today, Leander of House Kahaney.
Hey, Erfan.
His sigil, of course, the tall mug of ale wearing a white wig. Buster of House Hine is also joining us. His sigil, the long beard of his ancestors, speckled with the occasional twig and moss. And of course, Alex of House Heath, his sigil, a fried chicken leg crossed by a long metal probe of unearthly origins. Alex Heath,
you came up with that on the spot.
No, I prepared for this. You kidding me?
Yeah.
I wish I did. Welcome to the Coldcast, everyone. We have so much stuff to talk about. This is great because normally I feel like we record and then immediately after we stop, all the best stuff of the week comes out and we're left with a dry and dreary program. But not this episode. Before we recorded, we actually got tons of tasty tidbits. We're going to be covering iOS 8.3. We're going to be covering OS 10.3. We're going to be talking about Apple Watch, of course. By the time you guys hear this, you will probably, hopefully, have pre-ordered your Apple Watch. Pre-orders start Friday. So we're going to be talking about that. And I want to hear what you guys, I know we've talked about what watches we all think we're going to order. I want to see if anything's changed and see what you guys are planning to plunk your money down on. And if you stick around till the end, we're going to be doing a get to know your cultist where I ask questions of the group, often about themselves, and we answer them often in a humorous nature. So stick around to the end for that. It's going to be a hoot and holler in time. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you like fun, you're going to want to make sure you stick around for that. Before we dive into all the tasty tidbits, I want to go ahead and say thank you to FreshBooks for supporting this episode. FreshBooks, the easy-to-use invoicing software designed to help small business owners get organized, save time invoicing, and get paid faster. Check it out, freshbooks.com/cultcast. Highly recommend FreshBooks. And of course, Squarespace. If you need a website, Squarespace makes it so easy to get a website up fast. It's going to look beautiful because they have these pre-designed templates that you can get set up on. It takes mere moments to get set up with a website. Your website's going to look great on any device that visits because Squarespace does a bunch of coding in the background to optimize your site. It's all included with your Squarespace account. Head on over to squarespace.com. And if you like what you see, you can enter code CULTCAST at checkout to save 10% off any order. And you also get a 2-week free trial. No credit card required. Gentlemen's, did you like my Game of Thrones intro?
Oh, it was beautiful, dude. That was great.
Thank you.
Yeah, Alex, I really love the enthusiasm on that.
infectious.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, infectious, the perfect word. Yeah, it was great, guys. Game of Thrones coming out this Sunday. Are you guys planning on booting up HBO Now on your iOS devices and checking that out?
Let us start watching season 2.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're just catching up, Leander.
If you watch it straight through and don't sleep, you can catch up.
I can make it. Okay. I might actually do that because it is great.
Yeah.
So you know what? Actually, come to think of it, Leander, how are you liking Robert Baratheon so far? You actually kind of remind me of him.
Why?
Which one's Robert Baratheon?
He's got the long black hair. He's the king.
The one who's up north?
No.
He's the king at the first season, and then
dude.
I'm sorry. It's 4 years old.
Okay, here we go. Buster's spoiler patrol. I have bleeped that out for everyone who hasn't seen
Round
it.
Two.
You cannot spoil Game of Thrones. It doesn't matter how old it is.
Round two of Buster spoiling stuff. Here we go.
Yeah, exactly. So can I just add, guys, Buster, I haven't seen the latest season. So
I haven't said anything about it.
I know you haven't yet. I'm just preempting if we're going to talk about it at all. Okay, let's just avoid all the conversation entirely. And let's start with this. Apple Watch comes out. Well, you get to get your hands on it as of Friday the 10th. So if you go into your store, Apple Store near you, you get to try it on, strap it on, as the geniuses say. Do they say that? I don't think they do. They should though. Excuse me, sir. Do you care to strap it on? Actually, yes, that'd be delightful. We're going to go down there, try on the Apple Watch. And if you want to pre-order one, you got to do it in the two-week period coming up. You got from the 10th to the 24th to try it on, pre-order it. Which one are you guys going to get, Alex?
I'm thinking 42 millimeter Black Sport.
You're going to get the Black Sport. Okay. I think that's what you said last time. Buster, what are you going to get?
Possibly the same. Possibly nothing.
Maybe I'll just
go with the stainless steel one. I don't know.
There's a lot of variables in there.
You're just possibly the addition.
Probably gonna wait till I go to the store first.
Really? You're not gonna pre-order?
Isn't that gonna be too late though?
Yeah,
it will be. Yeah, I won't get it. I don't know. I really don't care to have it like soon, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I feel like if you don't pre-order right away, you're not gonna have one for weeks.
That's how I feel too.
I know.
The pre-orders that got leaked, the shipping estimates in the UK and Germany today were 2 weeks for the most basic models. So that means it could come by May 8th. Even if you pre-order right away. And then some of the other models were like 4 to 6 weeks, and that's like probably going to be initial stock.
Here's what you need to do. I think you need to pre-order just because, so Thursday at midnight, AKA Friday morning, these things go on sale on Apple's website. And I think you just need to order the one you think you want and then go in there and try it on. And if you decide it's not for you, you can cancel your pre-order.
And take it back and return it.
Yeah, you can return it.
Cancel your pre-order. Yeah. I guess you could do that too, right? Mm-hmm. Is wear it for 2 weeks, all the ladies think you're a baller, and then just return it. Send everyone digital touches.
I bet you could probably sell that. And if you buy one and you don't want it, you could probably get another one and then sell the one you didn't want too.
I'm thinking of funding a vacation to China by buying a gold edition.
Dude, seriously?
Taking it over there?
I bet you could
pay for your plane ticket and some.
But they're launching in China at the same time.
It doesn't matter. They're going to be because they're only at certain locations. Like they're only at, like, I think in Florida, there was some report that said it was only going to be at one store in Florida, like all of Florida. Like they're not going to be at many Apple stores. They're going to be really rare, and they're going to probably be in a constant state of selling out. So
you mean the gold edition models?
Yeah, the gold. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. And of course, because they have to limit quantity, but also because it's going to be a $10,000 Apple Watch. $10,000 to $17,000. Who is going to buy that? I don't know of anyone that's going to spend that much money. I feel like actually, if you could spend $17,000, like you're probably a celebrity, and they're going to just give you one for free, like they did with what's his face,
Pharrell,
the Arby's guy, Pharrell.
Did you see his
Arby's hat? Yeah.
Did you see his one word review of it on Instagram? Whoa.
That's all he said.
Whoa. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Do you guys think he paid for that?
No way.
No way.
No way.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, right. Because he got it early too. So, well, I'm going to get the 42 millimeter sport model with the white band. I think that's the cleanest looking model. And also, it's going to be the least expensive one. I was even considering going to the 38 millimeter just so I can save $50. Yeah, I'm kind of with you. And everyone who listens to this show knows probably my position on the Apple Watch. I just don't think smartwatches are things that have really proven themselves yet. I haven't seen a compelling use case for the Apple Watch. I don't think they have described it in a way that makes it sound like something that you need to have. It just sounds like a luxury item that pairs with your iPhone to let you do a few extra things that you couldn't do before, but they're calling it their most personal device ever, and that may turn out to be true eventually, but I feel like that about my phone right now, and I haven't seen the Apple Watch do anything that my phone doesn't already do better. So I'm buying one mainly because I need to have one for this show, and I'm curious to see what it actually does and what it's like to actually live with one. But I'm kind of in your camp, Buster. I wouldn't say that I'm super jazz hands about the Apple Watch.
I'm not like, oh my gosh, I wish I could wait in line this year for the Apple Watch.
Exactly. Me either. And what a great segue. Oh, dude, you're so good. You're so good. You did it on purpose, huh?
Maybe.
So this is going to be interesting. I want to hear, especially Leander, what your thoughts are on this. So Apple's had a long tradition of people lining up at the Apple Store to wait for different devices when they come out and camp out and stuff. Huge shift in how Apple wants people to buy products going forward. So Angela Ahrens, she's the VP of retail. That's her official title, right? VP of retail? Close enough. Yeah. And she said recently that the days of waiting in line for Apple products are over. They're going to start pushing people to buy things online, and they don't want people to line up outside the store. And so you may actually see Apple shift stock away from the store and shift it to more their online store to get people to stop waiting in line. Leander, what do you think about this? Kind of a big cultural shift for people wanting to buy stuff from Apple.
I didn't like it. You know, like it just came across to me as kind of like a little bit snooty.
Yeah, how so?
Yeah,
a little bit like elitist. Like, but you know, we don't want.
It's like Angela doesn't want lines in front of her stores. My stores are too nice for you peasants lining up for it.
I think that's a quote. You just quoted her, didn't you?
That was definitely the thing I got from it too. It's like there's a bit too, you know, like all these homeless people outside, you know, like and I think it's a shame because it's getting rid of it because it's like a, you know, people actually liked it. This is a big bonding experience, wasn't it, for some of Apple's biggest fans? Yeah.
Like for the fans, I hated it, to be honest, though. I hated having to go to like Apple stores like 6 hours before and wait in line for an iPhone. So if they could, I don't know, eliminate that, I personally wouldn't mind.
My first reaction to this was exactly what yours was, Leander. I was like, this seems like a very strange strategy because Apple gets a lot of publicity from people lining up outside their store. It makes them look really cool. It obviously demonstrates that there's a big demand for their products. But then I think back to my experience with the 6 Plus and what a nightmare that was. Do you guys remember how much trouble I had buying one? I think I had to go to the store 4 different times, and I was battling all these people who were just trying to buy it and ship it overseas so they could make a profit on it. It was truly awful. And I think I even remember on a show when we were covering the 6 Plus, I was like, Apple needs to fix this. They need to do something to get this right because this is not a good experience anymore. It probably used to be cool, and it probably used to be more like brotherly, where you show up and everyone's like, "Yeah, I'm into Apple. You're into Apple too. That's great. Oh man, let's trade information and hang out outside the Apple store someday." You know, and now it's like you're there battling black market scalpers.
The lines are scalpers now. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I mean, what I thought was crazy is that in the UK, they're not going to have any in-store pickup. Like, even if you go into the store trying to watch and then buy it, they're going to say, okay, well, it's going to ship to your house, and you don't get to take it out of the store.
Like, oh, so really, you can't even go to the store and pick it up in the UK?
No. Not in the UK, yeah. And in the US, employees are being trained to, you know, try to motivate people to do it that way and to not get it in store and to just get it online. They want to do a lot of stuff online.
Yeah, well, I mean, if it improves the experience, I guess that's probably a plus, because after having my last experience, I kind of feel like online's the way to go from here on forth for me, just because I don't have the time to go and wait and be churned away 5 different times for one device. Let it be known, if you're going to be buying an Apple Watch, you probably want to get this online. It seems like they're going to have more stock online anyway. So you may go to your store and find that they don't actually even have, you know, what you want in stock, especially because there's a bunch of different bands. So maybe that's why they're pushing people online. You guys think? Because like they want you to customize it and like order exactly what you want. And I can't imagine they're going to stock all these different models in the store.
Yeah, it's a stock issue for sure. Yeah.
But also a strategy shift. So going forward, they're going to start pushing people to buy stuff online. And Angela was saying in her memo that she wanted employees to push people to buy stuff online. If you like waiting what's that, Alex?
I was just going to say, I just said that, but yeah, totally.
Yeah. Well, I like to repeat what you said. You make such good points that I just like to reemphasize them.
That's good.
Yeah. You know, you're just so smart. So I just want to let you go first, and then I say it in a different way, but I just put emphasis on different syllables to make me sound like I came up with it myself. Alrighty, guys, we lost Leander of House Kahaney. I don't know what's going on with his connection. It's probably because he updated to OS 10.3 right before the show. Did you guys update too?
I haven't yet.
I think so.
Okay, I haven't yet either, but I always tell Leander, don't update your operating system before we record. That is always a bad idea. And he's probably having some issues with Skype. So maybe he'll jump back in here eventually. Let's talk about the overall impressions of Apple Watch. The embargo was lifted today. Everyone got their hands on the Apple Watch probably, I don't know, a week or two ago, and all the reviews have come out. What has the consensus been like so far?
It seems like everybody has said that it's cool, but it's not for everyone.
Mm-hmm. I read some of those same reviews. In fact, I kind of felt a little bit justified. I mean, no one's been giving me a hard time about not really seeing a compelling use case for the Apple Watch. You guys have all been like, yeah, I kind of feel the same way in some regards. But that's a lot of what I was seeing in these reviews, is a lot of people saying the Apple Watch is undoubtedly the coolest smartwatch that we reviewed thus far, but it doesn't really do anything super well. In fact, there have been some reports that it's laggy in some regards. Have you guys read those?
Yeah, I saw that The Verge said that it was a laggy or something.
It's laggy because apps are not native, and so third-party apps are having to load from the iPhone, and that's over Bluetooth, and that can be laggy sometimes. I think in 6 months, all the performance issues are going to be fixed.
Ironed out, yeah. I agree. I think a lot of these issues probably will get resolved eventually. One of the other ones that stood out to me was, I think it was John Gruber was saying he's a lifelong watch wearer, and he's used to just like tilting his wrist slightly to look at the watch to see the time. But because the Apple Watch doesn't turn on unless you move it in a specific way, then you turn the watch slightly to look at the time and the screen doesn't activate. So like it's kind of harder to actually tell what time it is.
Yeah, some people said they had to do like a very like dramatic like raising of the wrist motion to like get the screen to turn on and stuff sometimes.
Like in Pharrell's Instagram video.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to have to like swing it up from your hanging position like into your face for it to activate. I'm not trying to poo-poo it. I don't want people to be like, oh, Irfan's hating on the Apple Watch already. I'm not, but I think it's worth considering, especially for people that aren't going to be reviewing or talking about this technology, you know, and don't have a need to buy it. I mean, honestly, Buster, you said this earlier. If you didn't need to buy one, would you be buying one this round one version?
Probably not out of the gate.
I wouldn't
be concerned about getting it launch week. I'd, you know, probably see if any friends get it first or try it in the store and see what I thought about it. But that's how I felt about the iPhone original one too. And then once I touched it and like played with it, and it didn't do anything amazingly well either. It was like, oh, I got to have it. So I don't know. Maybe Apple Watch will win me over like that.
That's what I'm hoping for.
That's what people say about me, actually.
when they originally meet you, they find you to be quite useless, and then they grow on them.
They're like,
when they touched me, it was laggy, but then
then things got really were improved after 6 months. Yeah, makes sense. Actually, I can echo that experience. Well, the good news is for Apple employees is they get 50% off per Tim Cook. So if we have any Apple employees listening and they want to pass their discount on to one of us, I mean, what do you say?
Dope.
That would be great. That would be great. I would love to get a discount on this particular technology. And one other thing that he shared, he sent an email to employees kind of outlining some of the things about Apple Watch and congratulating everyone for helping, you know, Apple get ready for this. Over 1,000 apps were submitted to the App Store for Apple Watch in the first 4 days since they let developers start doing that. So that's really good news. So we're at least going to have a bunch of apps to choose from.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a ton of apps.
The question is...
Like, I mean... The first apps aren't going to be great, you know? But because most of the developers haven't even got to use a physical Apple Watch other than an Apple's secret lab.
That's a good point. Like, most of the developers that have submitted apps haven't even used the watch.
Yeah.
So the apps are probably going to be somewhat questionable on content.
Yeah, that's what I mean. A few of the reviews said that, you know, like a lot of the apps were just laggy and kind of like we already hit on with the UIs being clunky.
Needless to say, we're all going to be getting one, and it's going to be a couple weeks, unfortunately, before we actually get to talk about them in detail on this show. But if you're planning on getting one, we mentioned this last show. I'll mention it again. I think it's worth mentioning. You cannot go into the store and buy this. You have to either order it online or you have to order it in the store. And that way it's delivered to you, you know, on the 24th. These things land in homes on the 24th, right, guys?
Yeah, it's the 24th.
Okay. So they land at your house on the 24th, or you can go pick them up in stores on the 24th. And you can't just go in and buy one. So pick your poison now. Go in there on Friday. Go in this weekend. You guys are probably going to go in there this weekend and try them on, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait to go in there and just see it in person. Would you send me a... I guess you can't send me a digital touch.
I can't wait to send you a digital touch, though.
Wait, can we talk about that for a sec? So that's the other thing about Apple Watch is one of its biggest features that they keep talking about is digital touch. And it, you know, being able to send people your heartbeat and little pictures and stuff that you draw. That's going to pretty much be impossible because no one's going to have an Apple Watch, I don't think.
Yeah, I'm going to... Or it's like a good... Like, oh, for you to get one for your spouse, you know? Now we have these love bracelets that where we can touch each other.
Love bracelets. I think we just found our title. Hey-o! Who wants to wear my love bracelet?
I think the digital stuff, the digital touch stuff is really interesting. I was actually thinking of writing something on this because, like, why are emojis so popular? Like, have you all ever thought about that? Like, why do people love emojis so much? I think it's because, like, you can convey something in an emoji that you can't. Text, like, it's about like emotion and like feeling. It's like what you're feeling. And I think with the watch and with the haptic engine and all that, like, it's a whole nother level of like just like letting somebody know how you're feeling in terms of like sending your heartbeat or like sending a tap to let someone
sending a dick.
Or a dick.
Yeah. I'm gonna draw so many dicks on everybody's screen.
That's all that's gonna be going through iCloud. The first 48 hours after this watch is released is just pictures of penises, hand drawn by grown men.
Yeah, totally. But I mean, I think there is something. I think it could either like massively flop or catch on and be kind of like this new way of communicating that everybody's into. I don't know.
I think the haptic stuff will, but the the drawing of pictures, I don't know. Maybe this is like an age related
thing. I was just going to say that there's a lot of dating apps like Avocado and some other apps for couples that already let you do drawing, and they're pretty popular. And so it's, you're not going to like draw to everyone, but I can see like for like your boo, you know, something like that could be cool.
As a boo, your significant other?
Yes. Oh, okay. In the South, where I'm from, it's boo. Yeah.
Okay, boo, thank you. Boo. Definitely want to message my boo. I haven't heard that in a while, Alex. Way to bring that back. Any other thoughts on Apple Watch, guys, before we move on? Oh, a Buster.
Mm.
Did you want to talk about any of the tidbits from early reviews that you wrote about on Culture?
We kind of hit on a lot of them.
Okay, good. So we're good to move on then, fellows? Yeah.
I think so.
I think that we may never hear from Leander of House Kahaney again. He seems to be having difficulties. All righty. Well, before we move on to talk about OS 10.3, iOS 8.3, I want to thank Squarespace for supporting this episode. Let me tell you guys why I think Squarespace is so great. Having built many websites in the past, I know what a super big pain in the arse it is to get everything set up. you got to get a web host, and then you got to write all the code, or you got to install some program on the server like WordPress and then customize it. And it takes forever. And it usually looks like a big, terrible arse after you're all done. It just looks like garbage. And unless you want to pay a designer, unless you want to pay a developer to help you get your blog set up, to help you get your photography website set up, to help you get your e-commerce store set up, it's going to be a slow, painful process. Squarespace lets you do all of those things that I just mentioned by yourself. So you don't need to hire anyone. With their drag and drop interface, you can design your website, make it look exactly how you want it to look. You can add in your social media, you can add in your Twitter feed, you can add in YouTube videos, you can add in really beautiful image galleries, and your website's going to be up quickly. It's going to look beautiful because you're going to start with one of Squarespace's templates. And Squarespace has some of the best designers in the land, in all the lands, in all the seven kingdoms, in fact. And you'll start with one of their templates, you'll customize it, and then there, your website is going to look good on any device that visits because Squarespace automatically adjusts all your images, all your videos, everything to look good on a mobile phone, on a tablet, on a MacBook Pro, any device that visits. No one else does this. No one else does this. It's just Squarespace that does this. It's super inexpensive. You can get started with Squarespace for under 10 bucks a month, and you'll have a website up and running in no time at all. Check it out. Head on over to squarespace.com. They give you a 2-week free trial. All they ask for is your email address. They don't even ask for your credit card information. Build a website, add some pictures, maybe some guys in beards, guys in Speedos, maybe guys with beards in Speedos. If you're into that Buster Hine kind of look, I am. You could actually have a whole website just dedicated to guys in beards in Speedos. In fact, I wondered, Buster, check if that domain's taken, would you? Because that's our next website project right there. I don't know what products we're going to sell, but maybe Speedos, stickers. Maybe I stickers think. Or something. Oh, there you go. Speedos, perfect. Head on over to squarespace.com. Get started with a free trial. And if you like what you see, use code CULTCAST at checkout. You're going to save 10% off any order. That's a month of service or a year of service. I want to thank Squarespace for supporting this episode. Thank you, Squarespace. Alex, let's talk about the new OS X update today. Tell me about it, would you? Would you, old chap?
Yeah, Apple released 10.10.3, which is coming with all those emojis right at you.
Oh!
New emoji selector interface, which is, you can, I don't know if many people know this, but if you hit Command Control Space on a Mac, there's an emoji keyboard like iOS.
I use that all the time, by the way.
Yeah, it's
control,
awesome.
Control Command Space.
But that's been dramatically improved, and we've got all the racially diverse emojis that are in iOS 8.3 as well from today. Mm-hmm. And those are the main things. There's a lot of bug fixes. No other real major features. But the emojis are dope. It was definitely an emoji day today. We were posting about the Spock emoji.
Did you hear about that, Airfon?
Dude, I was just reading about that before we hit record, but please tell everyone about it.
It's just a little long live and prosper, Spock, his famous hand sign emoji. And if you're not on the newest versions of iOS or OS X, you're not going to see these new emojis. They're going to look like little aliens. So if you're seeing a lot of those in your Twitter feed or whatever, that's because you're not on the new OS.
Wait, they're going to look like an actual little alien?
Yeah, they have like a little alien emoji.
You must be loving that.
Hey, yeah.
You're getting all verklempt, all hot and sweaty all day. Oh my lord. Look at all these aliens. Why am I sweating?
I love that joke because it's a joke that only people that have been listening for like a year plus.
Yeah, a long time.
Well, if anyone follows me on Periscope, someone actually asked me, Alex, what all the why we kept talking about alien probes and you. And I told the full story. So I don't know, can you view people's historic?
Is it from the last 24 hours?
No, it's probably a couple days ago.
Dang it.
Do they go away after a couple days?
Yeah, they go after a day.
I didn't know that.
Dude, that's lame. They need to fix that because I put way too much work into these Periscopes. I put a solid 3 minutes of preparation into each one, and have those disappear after 24 hours? That's just not right.
That's the way it works, man. It's like Snapchat.
Yeah, they're gonna have to fix that though. Those need to stay around forever. Okay, well, Alex, you forgot about one major thing in OS 10.3, didn't you?
What?
You mentioned emojis. There's one other big thing that came along.
The Photos app. Photos app. Yeah, that's actually pretty big.
Yeah, I would say it's probably more important than emojis to some people.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Okay, so tell us about that.
The Photos app to replace iPhoto and Aperture, which actually Aperture is still being sold in the App Store, and I'm not sure why. It's in the top 10.
You're kidding.
Apple hasn't publicly announced that it's not developing it anymore, and yet people are still buying it for $80. But yeah, Photos is the replacement to both of those. It kind of blends the two, and it works with iCloud Photo Library to sync all your photos from iOS to OS 10. It's been in public beta, so anybody could have used it recently, but they just released it for everyone with this update today, so everybody can get it. It's really nice. I mean, I've been digging it.
And so this replaces iPhoto, correct?
Yeah, it replaces iPhoto and Aperture eventually whenever Apple stops selling it. But yeah,
that's cool. So basically the big thing, Buster, you've been playing around with the Photos app, right?
Yeah.
So it's very similar to the iOS version. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty slick.
And so your photo stream and everything show up there on your computer.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like about it, because I feel like iPhoto is one of those things I forget I even have on my computer, and it's clunky, and I never feel like I can actually easily view my photo stream photos on my Mac. I can only do it on my iOS devices. So a great reason to update to iOS 10.3. You get to see all the new cool emojis, including the little Vulcan hand sign, and you get to use the Photos app. Let me just give you a tip. Don't do it before you record a podcast. Wait till after the podcast. Always wait till after the podcast. Speaking of waiting till after the podcast, let's see if we can bring Leander of House Kahaney back on here.
Hey.
There he is.
Hey. Okay. Does that sound better?
Yeah, it sounds pretty good.
It does sound good. Yeah, I don't know what was going on with the thing.
What did you end up doing? Just like resetting your modem and router and stuff?
Yeah, I did. I completely rewired the office. I ran new copper to the pole. Yeah,
you scaled the pole outside and recopper wired it.
I've been meaning to I wanted to put all the what I did is I unplugged everything and I plugged it all back into this one power strip because I want to have one power strip for resetting the entire all the network stuff.
Oh, smart.
Yeah, because the last time I did that, I turned off Jim's computer and Lisa's computer as well.
So, okay, good. Well, welcome back.
Thanks.
You missed absolutely nothing exciting. We were listening to Apple talk about, to Alex talk about emojis. You probably would have intentionally hung up.
Sorry, I missed that.
Yeah, Alex, why don't you go ahead and rehash that whole thing? Actually, you know what? Let's just move on. Let's talk about iOS 8.3. Buster, why don't you tell us about iOS 8.3? Because that just came out today, too.
Yeah, there's a couple new features that came out.
Oh, tell me.
Mostly emoji related.
Yeah, so we got new emojis. Exciting.
Also, what else came in that? Two-factor authentication for Gmail.
Oh, snap. I've been waiting all for that.
Dude, you don't use two-factor?
I do actually use two-factor, but I don't use it's the Gmail app, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't use that.
What else they get? Wireless CarPlay support.
Oh, now I just need a new car.
You do?
Yeah, for CarPlay.
And Siri languages, 7 languages, I think. New languages for
perfect.
Siri. In case you speak Turkish.
I don't. Does anyone here speak Turkish?
No.
That's too bad. Rusty.
That would be so great because I know we have like some Turkish listeners and we could like say hi to them in their native language, but that's not going to happen. Also, I'm sure these two OSs are being bolstered for Apple Watch and all the things we'll be doing with that.
Oh, yeah. It includes support for Apple. Or no, that was 8.2 had Apple Watch support.
Okay. So 8.3 is really just kind of like a soft update with some emoji support.
Yeah. I think the emojis are probably the biggest thing in the new update.
I love the new emoji layout. I think it's great.
Oh, the single scrolling sheet?
The single scrolling sheet is genius. Yes. And I do like the new emojis, although I got to say like the yellow color is a little weird.
It is, yeah. I feel like they need to tweak it.
You're talking about the jaundice emoji?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. It is weird.
And like, there's like this little guy, he looks African American, but he has a mustache and he's bright yellow. And it's creeping me out, dude. Like, there's no one that looks like this that's yellow. I wonder why they didn't just leave them in their native colors and let you switch back to yellow if you wanted to.
That's, I don't know.
I mean, I think I found Simon Phoenix. There's Simon Phoenix. What's your boggle?
Well, I guess what you said, why don't they let you... You can set them to, like, your preferred color, and it leaves it as that. So you
okay,
can change
here we
your
go.
Whole
yes, thank you. Okay, so beginning. If you press and hold on the emoji, it will pop up a little menu, and you can choose your little dude color. And yeah. then going forward. Good, I have to set all mine to olive skin tones. Is there a way I can do this for all the emojis at once, or do I have to go through and do them one at a time?
You got to do it for all of them.
Oh, my gosh. There's so many here to play with. Okay. I'll do this later, maybe after we're done recording. Anything else to add about iOS 8.3, Buster? Is that it?
That's about it.
Bummer. I thought there was going to be all sorts of juicy tidbits in there, but at least we got some new emojis to play with. And, you know, for those people who wanted a emoji that looked like themselves, maybe they are bright yellow with a bright yellow mustache and a bright yellow hairdo, now you finally have an emoji that looks exactly like you that you can use to communicate with the masses. Let's talk about HBO now.
Okay.
Buster.
You want to talk about it now or?
You like what I did there?
Yeah.
For those waiting for HBO to finally release their standalone app that they could use without having cable internet, we have it now. HBO now. Buster, tell us all about it.
$14.99 a month, unlimited access to HBO series, documentaries and movies. I guess that's about it from your Apple device, any Apple device.
So I don't know if you can answer this, but HBO Go exists still, previously existed. Is there any difference between this and HBO Go?
So I think HBO Go was built in-house, and HBO Now uses the MLBs, the Major League Baseball Network. Like they have like a tech arm, and so they're using their tech to do for all the HBO Now stuff.
Kind of
weird. The biggest difference is that HBO Go requires a cable subscription, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, as far as like the packages, yeah. I'm just saying as far as technically like the different software programs. But yeah, for Go, you had to have a cable subscription. For Now, you don't.
I wonder if Apple is taking their traditional 30% cut of this.
On the HBO?
I can't imagine they are.
I don't know. I was also wondering who's paying for the... Because you get a free month if you sign up right now in April. So I wonder if Apple's, you know, footing the bill for that month on all those new signups or if it's HBO. But I'm sure Apple's definitely getting a little cut of each subscription.
Oh, I'm sure they are. I mean, it's the Apple Store, but... Or it's the App Store. But I wonder... I can't imagine HBO is giving them 30% just like everyone else, right? It's HBO.
I don't know. Maybe
that'd be crazy if they're getting if Apple's getting like what is it like just under $5 on each on each subscription.
I don't know if they are because they only have this exclusive for 3 months, and then HBO Now is going to a bunch of different places. It doesn't sound like that. We know that HBO Now approached HBO approached Apple first, so. And I think Jimmy Iovine from Beats was the one that kind of handled the deal. So don't know what that looks like specifically, but I doubt that Apple's taking 30%. Although when I set it up last night, it is using iTunes. I mean, it is using your iTunes account and your iTunes billing to charge you. So
Yeah, but I'm sure they have some deal worked out. I mean, I can't imagine. Yeah. I mean, like, it's HBO, right? There's no way they're going to be like giving Apple 30% of everything.
Well, cable companies take, I think, like 40% or something. I mean, they take a big chunk of the HBO subscription too. So
really?
Who knows? They could be giving Apple 30% and it could be a better rate than they're currently getting with cable companies.
Or they're basically paying the exact same amount.
Yeah,
they
totally.
Otherwise. Yeah, so maybe like HBO gets like $11, but Comcast gets 9 or something or 8 or something. Interesting. Yeah. In any case, none of that is important. What's important is you get a free month, and Game of Thrones restarts this Sunday. So if you want to watch Game of Thrones, if you've never seen it, where have you been? if you have seen it, but just need to get caught up, now is the time to do that, because you have an entire free month. I think this just in and of itself is going to sell HBO Go for people, yeah, because you get a free month. You get to watch.
You're going to get into so many shows. I mean, there's so many good shows on HBO. Sopranos, The Wire, Deadwood, I guess even Sex and the City, if you're into that.
Oh, and Entourage. I am. I just started Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones is obviously the huge one. I just started watching... I watch Real Time with Bill Maher, which I like most of the time.
Uh-huh.
And I started watching Last Week Tonight with John Oliver.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
That is a great show as well. A weekly show. John Oliver is so funny.
He's hilarious.
And I love like his rants, his truth-filled rants on that show are so great. Anyway, HBO is not sponsoring, so... I legally can't talk about them anymore, but you get a free month of HBO. That's totally, totally worth it. In fact, I'm kind of bummed that I can't take advantage of it because I'm paying Comcast for HBO. So
you're paying Comcast for HBO Go?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you haven't even tried HBO Now?
No, and I probably won't because I have the,
it's
so Comcast
tied to like their internet deal.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. So Comcast got smart when they realized that people were going to start moving away for HBO. They started offering a internet HBO Go or HBO deal. And that's what I have. It's basically I just pay them for internet and HBO. And it's actually not a bad price. I'll probably just stick with them. Alrighty. Well, let's see. What else we have on the docket here? Okay, so before we do get to know your cultist, I also want to mention some MacBook specs, some benchmark specs that I saw that kind of blew my mind. And Samsung is up to their old shenanigans. I definitely want Buster to tell this story because I just love, this is the good stuff. I love it when Samsung does
dumb things.
I love it when Samsung does dumb things and they keep doing it.
They just Samsung it all the time.
They just Samsung it all the time. And for the record, I know I talk crap about Samsung. I actually like Samsung. They make great products. Not a big fan of their phones, their TVs, love
you
them.
You love their washers and dryers,
their
too.
Their washers and dryers are unbelievable.
Their Chef Series cookware.
Oh, you're into their Chef Series, too?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Phenomenal. Before we move on to the last part of the show, I want to say thank you to FreshBooks for supporting this episode. I love FreshBooks. I use FreshBooks every single week, y'all, all the time. If you are a small business owner, if you need to get your invoicing under control, if you have clients that aren't paying you in a timely manner, if you want to look professional, if you want to accept credit cards, if you want to have a solution that makes you look like the boss that you are in your business, check out FreshBooks. Because FreshBooks makes it super easy to send invoices, collect payments, to save time billing, to get organized, to get paid fast, to grow your business. And it's built specifically for small business owners. That's why everyone I know that has a small business, Alex, Buster, Leander, everyone that has to invoice for any reason uses FreshBooks. Their iOS apps are fantastic. They allow you to run your entire business right from your iOS device. You can track your expenses super easily and bill them to different clients so that you actually get paid for them. But here's my favorite thing about FreshBooks. If you're diligent, as I am, and you track your stuff in FreshBooks, which, and by that I mean your expenses, your invoices, all that stuff, it doesn't take you very long to do on a weekly basis. But come the end of the year, when Uncle Sam knocks on your door, pushes you in your shoulder and starts tapping into his palm because he wants his cut of what you made, you're not going to have to spend a huge amount of time hassling, fretting over how much money did your business make? What were my expenses like in the last year? You're going to have all that stuff already figured out. You can export reports, send them to your accountant, and that person will have everything he or she needs to finish your taxes for the entire year, which is going to save you time, and it's also going to save your money. Because guess what? If your books aren't in order, your accountant is going to charge you to get all that stuff shored up so that they can finish your taxes. FreshBooks is fantastic. That's why everyone uses it. And if you've never checked it out, now is your time, my friend. Head on over to freshbooks.com/cultcast. Get started with a free trial. If you like what you see, make sure you enter Cultcast in the How Did You Hear About Us sections so that FreshBooks knows you heard about them via us, and that helps us. They continue sponsoring our show. I want to thank FreshBooks for supporting this episode. All right, Buster, tell me, my friend, what did Samsung do this week that got them some people smiling and golf clapping?
Well, I mean, it's not easy to fill chairs at a Samsung event sometimes.
It's not easy to fill chairs at any event.
So apparently, I guess they had to pay some people to
allegedly,
come in.
Allegedly.
Really excited. Yeah, this was, I guess they denied the report.
But this isn't the first time this has happened.
It's not the first time?
Well, let me back off from that statement. This is not the first time Samsung has been accused of hiring people to make them look good. So do you remember, like, they got accused a while ago of hiring people to go in forums and go on blogs and make comments about how cool Samsung devices were?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I didn't remember
this
that.
This is kind of along the same vein as that. So allegedly, but probably, let's be honest here, guys, odds are this actually happened. Yeah. Samsung launched their, what phone was it, the Galaxy S6? And what happened, Buster? Sorry.
Well, they had 1,000 people there, but half of them got paid like $5 to stay there for like an hour.
I and guess tell you got journalists, paid,
depending on like how long you stayed there, or like how many, I don't know. But yeah, your pay level depended on how like hardcore of a fake fan you were,
and how much you try to convince the press there that you were you were truly a Samsung fan. And you could not wait to get your hands on the Milky Way S7. I mean, the Galaxy S6. That's what it's called, right? Yeah, that's the one I like, the Galaxy S6. This is the kind of stuff that Samsung does that just makes me love them. I'm like, God bless these guys.
It's just like those sleazy like marketing tactics, you know, that you know other companies do, but Samsung gets caught doing it.
They get caught doing it, yes, all the time. And then instead of just being like, yeah, you know, you caught us. You guys caught us. They deny it. And we all know they're lying. We all know they probably did hire people. Allegedly. I want to make sure I don't get sued here.
Dude, 500 fans, though, it's pretty cheap. $5 for an hour?
Dude.
We should throw a Cultcast party and hire some fans.
We should go to China and hire like 1,000 people to come to our live event for $5 each.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Oh, man. Of course, we could also just offer them free alcohol. That seemed to work at our last party.
True. Yeah, that's even better, actually.
I know there are people like showing up to our Cultcast party when we had one in San Francisco. What was it, like a year and a half ago? And
they're
like,
who are these guys?
Who are these guys? And where's the bottle opener? those are the two most common questions we got. But we had a good time. In fact, I still have some of those Cultcast beer koozies left.
Oh, I still have mine. I use it frequently. Yeah,
I'm saving some. Eventually, I'm going to give the rest away. But I'm saving them so they become rare and valuable. I'm not sure how long I'll have to wait. Okay, before we move on to get to know your cultist, This kind of surprised me. I wish Leander was here. By the way, we lost Leander. If you're wondering why he's being so quiet, it's because he's no longer here. He's having internet troubles. So this is kind of older news, but I thought it was still worth bringing up. Did you guys hear that the new MacBook, the 12-inch MacBook, got benchmarked on Geekbench, and the CPU score was similar to a 2011 MacBook Air?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I'm sorry. If I were thinking about buying a MacBook, a 2015 MacBook, and it compared to a 2011 MacBook Air, for me personally, that would kind of be the deal breaker for me. I'm not going to pay as much money as they're asking for that thing for a computer that is only as powerful as something that's 4 years old. Does this bother anyone else?
There are some. I wrote this story. There are some caveats to it because.
Okay, tell me what they are.
Well, it's the processor, and there's a lot more to a computer than just the processor.
True.
So, yeah, the processor may be that of a 2011 MacBook Air, but this new MacBook has a much faster SSD. I don't even think the first MacBook Air was the first laptop Apple shipped that had SSD. You know, when you first like that, you could just get out of the. What am I saying? You know what I'm saying? SSD when you buy it.
What am I saying? Do you know what I'm saying? I'm not sure yet.
It's got a much faster SSD. It's got faster graphics. It's got a Retina screen. The RAM is newer. So, I mean, there's going to, like, yeah, the processor, sure, but there's a lot more to consider.
And the battery life is a lot better.
Right, yeah.
So I see your point. Is I'm harping on one component of the overall machine, and everything else about the machine is way better is what you're saying.
Right.
Buster, did I interrupt you? What were you going to say?
No, you didn't, but I was just, you know, the Retina display is probably, I think, one of the biggest draws to it, and all-day battery life. I think people that are going for that, you know, aren't looking for a ton of power because they're shelling out $1,300 on a gold MacBook. I don't
like, and you have the Leanders of House Caney out there who,
yeah, Leander would says he's all over that machine though. So
and he doesn't even care about CPU at all.
Yeah.
So, but for me personally, I mean, would you guys throw down for the new MacBook $1,300?
I wouldn't, but in you know, a few years, I think I will. It'll probably become my main machine.
Yeah, but I think it'll be more. I think it'll be more powerful in the next few years too.
Yeah.
Potentially. Totally. I think my favorite part about the new MacBook is $1,300 base model, right? And mm-hmm. I think the highest end model is $1,700 or $1,750, I think, actually. Oh. And all you get for that is double the space on the SSD, so 512 gigabytes. And then you go from a 1.1 gigahertz Intel M core chip to a 1.3, which is basically nothing. I mean, they're literally probably just bumping up the clock speed a little bit. So you're basically spending an extra $350 just for the SSD, which you may need.
It might be worth it, though.
It might be worth it for you.
You can't upgrade those, I don't think.
No, you certainly cannot. So to each their own, I definitely not the machine for me, but for those that don't care about power and just want to have good looks, that's kind of like, I kind of just described you, Alex. Good looks, no power.
I mean, I'll take the looks comment.
I'm sorry. I think you're strong. I think you are a strong man. I didn't mean that. Okay, let's go ahead and wrap up the show with an all-new Get to Know Your Cultist. This week, guys, I decided to just come up with some questions that I will pose to you, and I will answer them as well. And we'll just kind of cruise through these because there's several. But here's how it's going to work. So I'll read you the question, and then you guys can kind of tell me which decision you'd like to make, or you can just answer the question outright. You'll see what I mean in just a sec. Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. So, hypothetical situation. A scientist gives you the keys to his secret time machine, and you can go anywhere you want. But there's a catch. In order for you to have the privilege of using his machine, he demands you go back in time and be in either a Milli Vanilli or a Wham music video. Which do you choose?
Milli Vanilli for sure.
Oh, dude, you guys even have to think about it. And this is true. Girl, you know it's true. You're a Milli Vanilli, Alex?
Yeah, totally.
Is it because you like those like sweet blazers and the tights?
Yeah.
In my mind, awesome. I'm seeing you in one of those blazers and the tights. That's a look we need to bring back.
Yeah, totally.
And Buster, did you say you're also Milli Vanilli?
No, I said I'd go with Wham, man. Jitterbug.
Jitterbug.
Dude, I mean, you know the Wham guys are getting way more ladies.
I don't know about George Michael, but that other guy he was in the group with, maybe he was getting
possibly
ladies.
I don't know.
I really don't think George Michael was.
You don't think so?
George Michael?
Are you sure?
I'm not positive, but I strongly believe that he might have not been partaking of the ladies.
What?
George Michael.
Are you telling me George Michael's gay?
I can't confirm or deny, but I did hear of an incident of him in a public bathroom several years ago. Do you remember that?
No, I never even heard this story, but tell.
I think a cop, if I remember correctly, a cop set him up in a public restroom, where the cop came in and offered Mr. Michael to partake of some of his wee-wee and then pulled his wee-wee out of his pantaloons. And then when George Michael indicated that he would like to partake of said organ, the cop busted him and arrested him. You don't remember this?
I don't remember this, but I haven't really followed George's career very closely, to be honest with you.
You're not a
George Michael. I can say is that's some good undercover work.
Okay, next question. I think you guys are going to like this one. I think I know what your answers are going to be. You get each new Apple device they release from here on out. Okay. But each week, you have to give Bob Mansfield his hot oil massage. He comes in with his robe. He takes off the robe.
I feel like he's more of a mud bath kind of guy.
He may be, but for our intents and purposes, you will be oiling and massaging his entire body.
Wait, so how for every week until for I get I have to get I have to rub Bob Mansfield all up and down for every week for 30 minutes to get forever?
That is correct, sir.
But keep getting my Apple scoops, like, would I have like really good scoops though?
You know what? I will toss that in. That's a freebie. Yeah, I originally said Apple devices only, but yes, you get Scoop City.
I just feel like I would get some Bob moaning out some secrets on me. That's all I'm saying.
My gosh, Apple Car is real. As you're just working the knots out of his buttocks.
This is so bad. Like,
But don't tell me you've never thought of Bob that way.
Don't, Alex, don't.
Come on. God, if anybody from Apple ever listens to this, like,
hey, Bob is open to that, Buster. You would like to come down to HQ every week. We'll fly you on the
They're
jet.
Like, you want a new MacBook? What do you say? New Apple devices for life, y'all. Gosh, dude, this is so easy for me. Heck yeah. No brainer. Like, I'm like, yeah, where are those oils at? How slippery do you want to be, Bob? New Apple devices from here on out? Dude, you might be getting yourself like a brand new Apple car when they release that, Alex.
Oh.
Yeah, dude, totally. I mean,
that's worth.
For sure.
I oil massage their whole executive staff for that.
Everyone.
Every single one of those execs. Hot oil massage. Maybe not weekly, but, you know, at least once. Okay. Let's continue moving on. So, kind of moving a little bit off our normal line of questioning here.
It's been normal.
You get to have any superpower you want. Which will it be? Alex, I'm going to start with you because I know you're a big superhero fan.
Any superpower I want.
Which will it be?
Gosh, that's a really tough one. I want to say mind reading, but I feel like I would actually not like that because, I mean, I feel like knowing everyone's thoughts would actually be
a bad thing.
Like, not that great.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. Either mind reading or like telekinesis or something.
Is telekinesis where you move things with your mind?
Yeah.
Okay. Telekinesis, mind reading, Buster. What do you got?
I'd say, can I choose to be? Did you ever watch Heroes? That TV show.
I did never watch it. No.
Oh man, it's such a good show, and they're rebooting it.
Oh, they are.
It's good. Scott.
Yeah, I don't know. How I feel about that though.
I mean, the first season of Heroes was good, and Skyler, he had this ability to take every hero's like superpowers, so I would take that.
Was he the one played by Zachary Quinto?
By Spock.
Zachary Quinto. Okay. He was like super evil, right?
Yeah, it was a great character. He was very evil, and then they like really messed with him the second season. Uh-huh. So that would be a sweet power. You'd have to chop off everybody's heads to get their powers, but I would do that.
If you want the power, you got to pay the price. Well, that kind of is going to be the best one for sure. I was going to say the power of teleportation. Wouldn't that be cool?
That was going to be my first choice, would be teleporting because
could go anywhere you want instantly.
Hawaii.
Oh, dude, that's like a practical superhero power. It's like you can't stop bullets because who's going to shoot you anyway? It's like all these superpowers that you're never actually going to get to use every day. But the transportation one, it's like, hey, you want to go with me to Istanbul? Poof. There you there with all your buddies. That'd be the bomb.
Yeah,
I agree. So many friends. Okay, final question. We'll wrap up with this one. A biopic is being made about your life, Buster. Mm-hmm. Who plays you?
Oh god, that dude that played.
Tough, huh?
What's his name? It's Chris Pratt. Can Chris Pratt grow a beard?
I doubt it.
God, I don't know.
But
anybody.
You know what? They could tape one on. I mean, they could like.
You know who plays me? Stanley Tucci plays me.
Oh yeah,
he's just my favorite.
Oh he's yeah, great.
Stanley Tucci. I mean, he's
He doesn't look anything.
He doesn't
like
look
me.
Anything like you. No, at all.
Not at all. But I don't care.
Okay. Who do you think should play Leander?
Oh.
I was thinking maybe Simon Pegg.
Yeah, or Cumberbatch.
Yeah, I should see that.
Bet Cumberbatch could do it. Yeah, yeah. I think he has just the right amount of sophistication to play a one Mr. L. Caney. Oh my gosh, who's the guy who's always in movies with Will Ferrell?
Shake and bake.
Yeah.
What?
Shake and bake.
Oh, John C. Reilly.
John C. Reilly.
Yeah, right. I feel like John C. Reilly could really put the character of L. Caney on the screen.
Yeah,
he'd really be able to pull it off.
You know who would play me, right?
Who's that?
Oh.
I was thinking about the one who was in on the movie name Looper. Who's the girl in Looper?
Emily Blunt.
Emily Blunt. I feel like, dude, she can pull off your character so well.
That's so right. That is.
What's that? Did he just quit on us? No, he's still there. It must have started snowing in Kentucky. Well, for me, this is a tough one.
For you, Biggs era Tom Hanks, that could work. Big era.
Dude.
You know, with like the curly. He had like your fro going on.
He did. In fact, it's funny that you should say that because whenever I go get a haircut, I'm like, you can't cut my hair too short because if you do, I'm going to look like Tom Hanks circa 1995. I always say that because it's absolutely true. Like if they cut my hair too short, it gets all frizzy like his did.
Huh?
It has to be Tom Hanks. I was going to say Samuel L. Jackson.
But
he could definitely bring my, you know, my character to life. But I think Tom Hanks could definitely do it too. And yeah. Everyone loves Tom Hanks. So we have that in common. Wouldn't you agree? Okay. Let's go ahead and wrap it up there. I don't know how we got so far off track on this show. I mean, normally we get somewhat off the track, but this one just derailed early. And we've just
I don't know
sliding.
Where those Bob Mansfield questions came from. I apologize. I really do.
You know what? I mean, he probably likes massages. I don't know, understand why that line of questioning is so inappropriate.
We should get back into it. I think we're done with that.
Yeah, no, we are. Let's go ahead and wrap it up there, guys. Hey, Alex, welcome back.
Hey, I'm here.
I thought we lost you forever.
I heard I heard Bob's name, and I had to come back.
Like, I can't be affiliated with this show any longer. All right, well, that's all the Cultcast we have for you guys this week. If you want to cover us in hot oil, you can come tell us you want to on Twitter. Buster's BSTTR. Alex is Alex E. Heath. I'm at Erfon, E-R-F-O-N, and Leander, wherever he is L. Caney. This has been the Cultcast, the best 30-plus minute Apple conversation you're going to hear all week long. New episodes of the Cultcast come out every Thursday night. I want to thank everyone for listening. And as long as we have Mr. Walken here with us, would you mind sending us out? Mr. Walken, when are they going to see us?
Next time.
Oh. I can't wait to see you in friggin' Aliens 2, Mr. Walken. You're going to do great.
Oh, I'm the new prober.
Alex is going to really
get ready, boys. Get ready.
All right.
Spread the butt cheeks.